Right now, it is time for us to check sports here on Robin Hood Radio. And we bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. A few of my tidbits that I gleaned from looking at the sports wire this morning. The San Diego Chargers are looking at Tyrod Taylor for a starting spot as quarterback.
Yeah, how's that working for you?
From the frying pan, my grandmother used to say, from the frying pan into the fire.
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor.
Are those clowns moving into a new stadium this year, or are they still playing in that soccer stadium?
I think they're moving into a new stadium this year. No, it's because it's the same stadium the Rams are going to play in, so no.
So they're in the new one that used to be Hollywood Park?
Is that this year? No, I don't think so. I don't think that opens up this year.
So then they're still in the soccer thing?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, they should play there with Tyrod Taylor if he's their quarterback.
And Jameis Winston, who had an outstanding year throwing about 40 touchdowns last year, but also about 40 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a funny story.
Yeah, it is.
He underwent a LASIK eye surgery for nearsightedness.
How you like that one? That was almost as good. I remember when my parents moved to Florida in 1988. And they moved to Sarasota, and then you drive up through the Tampa area and whatnot, doing whatever. And there were full big-size billboards. And I didn't understand it at first. And it said, Vinny, this sign is blue. Vinny, this sign is red. Vinny, this sign is green. So I asked my father, what the heck is all of that about? They said, Vinny Testaverde's colorblind. I'm like, what? Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
A quarterback is colorblind. Good thing like they had dark and white uniforms, but yeah. I guess looking at them quick with all the interceptions that he threw in Tampa, I guess he couldn't read them too well either.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if you had a year where he threw 40 touchdowns and only like 12 interceptions this year after that?
Who, Winston?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be tremendous if he really got the numbers swayed the one way. He's a talented guy, but... I mean, how could you be playing if you have that kind of an eye predicament?
Yeah.
Playing without it being corrected.
Well, with all the physicals that they give you, how does it get by the physical?
How do you not know yourself?
Yeah.
How do you not know? You got to say, I can't see that. Something's wrong. Unless he's had it his whole life and he thought it was the norm. I don't know. That's a good one, though.
All right. Those are my stories that I had to talk about. You got any stories?
Yeah, I still the way the media is jumping on Houston and making them out to be the bad guys. Yeah, they did what they did, but what do you want them to? What do you want them to do now? What do you want them to do? The league put out its decree. It gave them its penalty. What do you want them to do now? So, yeah, okay, everywhere they go, they're going to get booed and everything. And every game they win this year, they're going to be questioned that they're cheating. I mean, I'm really hoping that the Astros win the World Series this year. Call me a bad guy. Call me whatever you want. I'm rooting that they win the World Series this year, because then what are they going to say? You cheated again?
Yeah, well, I just say we're done with it now. Everybody got fined. People got fired.
Move on.
And this is where Major League Baseball, and wrap up this Red Sox thing now too.
It's dragging too long.
It's not fair to the team to go into the season with this hanging over their heads.
In a world where killers, murderers, thieves, whatever you want to call them, are forgiven because they get a chance because they're sorry. You're holding a baseball team accountable like they destroyed the world. Come on, get rid of it. Let it go. Forget about it.
Move on. Yeah, I just move on.
Well, it's a game. They cheated. And like I said, if you think that the Houston Astros are the only team that's cheating in professional sports, and I'll widen it to that big band right now, you're living in a fantasy world. They got caught. They paid the penalty. Let them move on.
Like I said,
you let murderers and killers do it. Why can't you let a baseball team do it?
It's settled. Move on. If you want to still blabber about the Red Sox and their situation, it's Major League Baseball's fault. They should just wrap this thing up right away.
And all these pitchers sticking up their heads saying, oh, they cost me this and they cost me. Get over it, bro. Get over it.
Hey, they were caught. managers lost their jobs. Hired managers, new ones, lost their jobs. The team got a huge fine and also draft picks taken away. Come on. There you go.
Last time I checked, there were 30 other teams that people played on their schedule. You didn't lose your job because you lost to the Astros. Yeah. You lost your job because you got beat up by everybody.
So, all right, we got any racing this weekend?
Oh, man, let me tell you something. This card at Fairgrounds tomorrow is a tremendous card from top to bottom. It starts off with a couple of maiden specials on the turf and the dirt and moves along to the stakes, but this is the best racing card I've seen at any track in a long, long time, bar none. Saratoga, Del Mar, Keeneland, wherever you want to talk about, from top to bottom, this is the best racing card I've seen in years. So we're going to start with the eighth race tomorrow, which is called the Albert Stahl Memorial, a big trainer in his day and owner and whatnot. 14 horses draw in. There's two also eligible, so you're going to have some big fields down in Fairgrounds tomorrow, unlike you see in some other places, which I won't mention. The eighth race, the two-horse Mitchell Road, is the speed of the race, it looks like to me. This horse is a 5-2 morning line favorite. Use them in your exotics, but there's a lot of other ways to go in this race. There's other speed in the race, and I think this race sets up real good for the 12-horse Zofel. This horse is trained by Brendan Walsh, has three races since October, all three wins since coming over from Great Britain. Horse won at Keeneland, has two wins over the Fairgrounds trip. This race just sets up perfect for this horse, I think, tomorrow. Now, with 14 horses going to post, you're going to have to get the trip. But I think if Giroux, who is a good, very good rider down there, just takes his time, gets this horse to the outside where he'll be clear, and just goes on with it, I think this horse gets the job done. Another horse I'm going to use in this is the 14-horse Quebec. This horse has some tactical speed, I think can hang around and make a nice exacta here. So the 12 on top with the 2 Mitchell Road and the 14 Quebec rounds up that race for me. Moving along to the 9th, which is the Mineshaft, the Grade 3, going a mile of 16th. Real quick in here because I got more races to get to. I like the 6, Hofburg, the best. This race does have other speed, a lot of speed in here, and Hofburg should sit a perfect trip, being off since July when this horse won an optional claimer up in Saratoga. Horse is working good at Payson Park for Billy Mott. Comes on over and I think gets a very, very good trip here. Two other horses I'm going to use with him. One is the 4, Silver Dust, who is one of the speed horses in the race. Maybe this would be the speed of the speed. And another horse that can close. Shows two nice closes, albeit on a sloppy track. It'll be fast tomorrow, but this horse does come from off the pace and can make the exacta really nice. That's the 9 horse, Captivating Moon, ridden by Leperoux. So the 6 on top with the 9 and the 4 to make up my exactas. Going to the other big races on the card, the 11th race is the Rachel Alexandra. Prep for the fillies going to the Oaks. Horse I'm looking at on top in here is going to be the 5, Tempers Rising. 6-1, trained by Dallas Stewart. Dallas Stewart horses always come up big in big races, and I think this one has a good opportunity tomorrow because I think the 2 favorites, the 6, British Idiom, and the 7, Finite, are going to knock heads and just make things a little bit easier for Tempers Rising's late kick to kick in. So I'm going to use the 5 on top with the 6 and the 7 in my exacta box. And a rarity, and this is how good this card is. Back in the day in the 80s when I started watching and betting races for real, big stakes races used to get split a lot. What that means is so many horses enter the race that they run 2 divisions of it. I haven't seen that in a long, long, long time, and that's the case for the Risen Star tomorrow. The Risen Star is a split race between the 12th and 13th race, and both races have double-digit horses in it, 11 horses in one, 12 in another. To me, it looks like the first one, the 12th race, is the stronger of the two. Like I said, in that race, 11 horses go to post. The winner of the LeCompte, which was the first 3-year-old stake down there this year, Enforceable comes back. This horse is still working good and definitely is the horse to beat in here. Mr. Monomoy, who was coming out of the LeCompte as well, who ran 3rd, I think is another horse in here that can make the exacta box pretty good. But one horse I'm in particular I'm looking at is the 7, Blackberry Wine. This horse this year has been running very well on turf and dirt, has won on the slop, won on the fast track last time out of Blackberry Wine, Blackberry Wine did. This horse has some tactical speed. If this horse gets away, it could be very tough to run down. And it, to me, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of speed in this first division. So Blackberry Wine, the 7, the 8, Enforceable, and the 9, Manomoy's Girl, are my plays in the first leg of the Risen Star. In the next leg, which has 12 horses, there's a million ways you can go in this race. I'm going to go all the way to the outside with the 11 horse, Mailman Money. This is a horse I'm going to use undefeated 2-for-2 with the win going 2 turns at Fairgrounds. And a couple other horses I'm looking at in here. One horse is a tricky horse coming over from Tampa Bay, Liam's Lucky Charm. Raced one time since September, got a win, 1-by-5 going away, going 7 furlongs at Tampa, training very well at Gulfstream Park. This horse has run 2 turns one time and ran a third but beat by 10. This horse may have improved and could get some jobs done in this, like I said, in the second leg, which is a little weaker. So the 11, Mailman's Money, the 5, Liam's Lucky Charm, and another horse I'm throwing in who broke his maiden over Fairgrounds going away by 4 lengths is the 7, Major Fed, who's bred real big top and bottom by Ghost Zapper out of a Smart Strike mare. This horse can be any kind. So the first leg has more seasoned horses. The second race has more question marks, which has more opportunity. So I'm going to go with the 7, 5, 11 exacta box in the second leg of the Risen Star, which is the 13th race at Fairgrounds. So far, easily the best racing card this year by far.
All right, Mike, we will check with you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
We're working Monday, right?
I'm working. If you're there, we're working.
Yeah, I'm off. I'll get up.
All right. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Take care. Mike Cozzi with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.